But in the meantime, we'll begin. It's good to begin with Torah. Okay, so I said Parshas Kedoshim, Tav Shinai and Dalet. I spent a lot of time trying to pick a piece this week. It's a lot of... You would think Kedoshim would be packed with so many different ideas. There's certain ideas he actually sits on for a long time, for many, many years. But I found one little paragraph in Tav Resh Mem Gimel that I think is... important for us to think about, and I think it ties into Sphira if we understand it properly. Pasuk says, "Hocheach tochiach, hocheach tochiach hasamisach." There's a mitzvah to give tochacha. Person has to rebuke his fellow Jew. You see your fellow Jew doing something wrong, you have to say something. You have to say something. But the Baal Shem Tov had a different interpretation. Comes from Mefarshim. By Mefarshim here, he's referring to the Talmid Baal Shem Tov who bring b'shem the Baal Shem Tov. Lios hamochiach bechlal hatochacha. That the person giving the rebuke, good morning Shmuzi, the person giving the rebuke should be included, should include himself within the rebuke. In other words, a person has to rebuke himself through or with other people. What does that mean? Peirush, leida sheyesh lo chelek ba'achi. It should be known to the person who's giving the rebuke that he's also partially guilty. Now there's a few ways we can understand that, and we'll leave it vague for the moment. But he should understand that he is also connected to the chet. He is also connected to the chet. Kamosha kasuv, velo sisa lav chet, as the pasuk tells us, do not come to sin. Now again, the pasuk pshat means that when you're giving tochacha, you have to make sure you give tochacha properly, so that your rebuke itself doesn't become sinful. If you embarrass it, if you do it improperly, you yourself are going to, you think you're doing a mitzvah because you're yelling at your fellow Jew, you're trying to reprimand him, you're trying to get him back on the path. But if you do it with a heavy hand, if you embarrass him, if you do it in a way that's not a proper tocha, so lo sisa alav chet, pashup shah means don't come to sin, don't create sin through the maisa tochacha. But furthermore, what it means on a deeper level of lo sisa alav chet means don't pile upon him the chet. Don't burden him with the sin. In what sense? Perish. Shelo lahashlich kol achet al achote. Don't place the entire burden of the sin upon the one you're rebuking. Rather, you should carry the weight with him. Lo sisa alav chet. Don't burden him with the sin. Rather, help him to carry the sin. What does that mean? Rak lisariv atzmo v'lashuv al zeh. To lisariv, to include yourself in it, and you do tshuva for that sin. And when you do tshuva, when you lift yourself up, memela, that friend who you've attached yourself to through this sin will be lifted as well. Obviously, the positive side of this, the most positive side of this, and the most extreme positive side of this, would be the concept of avera lishma. Avera lishma. We mentioned once in the Avos Rabbi Nassan Shir that when Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchos. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he smashed the luchos, what was he trying to accomplish by smashing the luchos? So he saw that Klal Yisrael was involved in a maisa of avodah zarah, an act of avodah zarah. In order to save Klal Yisrael from avodah zarah, Moshe Rabbeinu himself had to what? Attach himself to that act of avodah zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to do avodah zarah, but he would do something, a small scale, a miniature version of avodah zarah. The Gemara says that a person who gets angry, it's ki'ilu ovid avodah zarah. So Moshe decided, how am I going to attach myself to Klal Yisrael's avodah zarah? I'm not going to get actively involved in the egel. I can't make an egel. I'm not going to attach myself to the egel. But I need an attachment to egel in order to save Klal Yisrael. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Is what's found in the Sefer Ohel Hashem. Roshem Klingberg, or maybe it's his son who brings it in the back of the Sefer. In his writings. I forget what it's called, the Birchas Moshe maybe. So he says, so Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he do to attach himself to Klal Yisrael? He got angry at Klal Yisrael. He smashed the luchos. And that smashing of the luchos, that anger, is ki'ilu obed avodah zarah. And then he had a shaychus to Klal Yisrael's chet, and he could then do tshuva and bring Klal Yisrael back. He even adds a remez. He says that egel could be an egel. Or egel could be like Moshe Rabbeinu did. The Gemara uses the lashon when it describes aver lishma. It calls it. It says gedola aver lishma. Gedola aver lishma is Rashi Tevos ego. Gedola aver lishma is Rashi Tevos ego. To say that Moshe also had an ego. He also had a pervert, but it was an emistic straying from Hashem. It's an aver lishma. Again, that's the most extreme example of this. A less extreme example of this is just to feel, even though you don't actually have any chelek whatsoever in the avera, but to feel ki'ilu I have a chelek in the avera. I'm actually innocent of this, but because of Kol Yisrael the Raven Zelazah, my friend did in the avera, and therefore I have an achrayus to help him to carry that weight, and I attach myself to him in that way. And I assist him, and through my tshuva, even though I don't really need tshuva, through my tshuva, I lift him up as well. That's another way to look at it. The third way to look at it, which is the way that we're really going to focus on, because I think it's really the truest pshat and what the Baal Shem Tov had in mind, as we'll see from the writings of the Baal Shem, when a person sees someone else doing avera, the very fact that Hashem allowed you to see that sin means that you have a connection to that sin. So you see this person doing an avera, and you say, oh, what a bum this guy is. I'm going to fulfill my mitzvah of tochecha. Hocheach tochirach es amisecha. Says the Baal Shem Tov, hocheach tochirach es amisecha. Es, right, with. Give yourself tochecha with the person you're rebuking. Be mochiach yourself. That the tochecha you're giving should be reflexive. It should bounce back to you. Velosisa lavchei. Don't place the entire burden upon him. The reason you saw him do the avera is because you yourself are connected to that avera. Okay, we'll come back to that idea in a moment. Let's finish Shas Emes. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha, the next pasuk, right after the pasuk of Tocha, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, peirashnu lashon poel yotze. V'ahavta doesn't just mean love your friend like you love yourself, because where in the Torah does it say there's a mitzvah to love oneself? Who says you're supposed to love yourself? So that, okay, Pirashu Lashon Paul Yotze. It's Vahafta means you should create love for your friend Kamocha. Now let's see what that means. Vakai Al-Avas Hashem. It must be referring to create. When we talk about love, we know we say as part of Kabbalah Zomach Hashemayim every day, an obligation to love Hashem with all my heart and all my soul and all my money. That means all my love has to be channeled towards Hashem. Chafetz Chaim actually brings one of his Sfarim, very powerful mashal and description of this. But what the Torah is demanding of us in the most literal sense is very overwhelming. That means if I love my wife and I love my children, then I don't fully love Hashem with all my heart. I may love Hashem with 95%, even if I only give my own family 5%. But I haven't loved Hashem with all my heart. And Chavetz Chaim describes what that feeling is supposed to be. And again, it sounds almost extreme to us, but that's what we say as part of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. There's a mitzvah to love Hashem fully. And therefore, what does it mean, v'ahavta l'reyecha kamocha? If Ava by definition means channeling a feeling of love towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or to at least try to love the godliness within my spouse, within my children, to see Hashem, maybe that's a way that a person could use it as a stepping stone to Avas Hashem. Ki heichan masino she'ahava adam esatzvo, she'omer kamocha. Love your friend like yourself. Who says you have to love yourself? Who says you have to love yourself? Raka Peirush says Fasem is Vahafta is Paul Yotze. Vahafta, you should create love the same way that you love Hashem. Vahafta l'recha, you should create a feeling of love in your friend towards Hashem, kamocha, the same way that you love Hashem. Vahafta l'recha kamocha, the same way that you love Hashem, you should make Hashem beloved to your friend. Raka Peirush l'ha'ahiv es Hashem l'reyacha kamo l'cha. That Hashem should be made beloved in the eyes of your friend, the same way Hashem is beloved in your own eyes. Kamo shekasev chazal, v'ahavta eis Hashem. Love HaKadosh Baruch Hu means what? Le'yos shem shemayim mis'ahev al yadcha. That Hashem should become beloved. That the way people see that you act, people should look at you and say, I also want to serve God. If that's what service of God is, if this person is the way he is because of his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I also want a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I want to be like this person. In the same way, we all spend so much time, hopefully, caring about ourselves. And we should care about ourselves. We want to develop ourselves. We want to have an emesika avas Hashem in our hearts. And we want to be good erlecha yidin. That's the main thing, to be a good erlecha yid. A person has to be prepared. Like Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his famous tshuva, a person has to give meister from his time to help someone else, to learn with someone else, to share thoughts of Torah, not only to isolate oneself, to make the mistake, the initial mistake of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who locked himself away in a cave and said, I want nothing to do with anyone else. I want to work on myself. I want to reach the highest levels of my personal avodas Hashem. A person sometimes thinks that if I could be poorish from the world, that would be the main thing. Right? And the main thing is not to be poorish from the world. What's the Lashon of Rashi? When Avram Avinu leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go out and greet his guests, right? Chazal say, greater is what? Achnasas Orachim. It's even greater than what? Than Kabbalah's Pnei Ashkina. Hachlasas Orachim, part of the idea of Hachlasas Orachim, I saw once B'Shem Rav Hirschsprung, Tzatzal, from Canada. Rav Schechter's farm have Haskamas from Rav Hirschsprung, Pinchas Hirschsprung. Rav Hirschsprung was a Gon Atzum. He learned in Chachmei Lublin, and he was unbelievable. Really unbelievable. The stories about him are not normal. I saw one today for Eish Pinchas, one of the Talmidim of Rav Hirschsprung put out. So he says, that's the pshat. Greater is Achnasas Orachim. Better is to bring in guests, to bring people Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, than to what? Than to become the Ashchina yourself. A person can like isolate himself and say, I only care about my own avodas Hashem. The whole chait of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva is at a base madrash of people, right? Who are only focused on themselves. I don't have to engage someone else. I don't have to care about someone else, right? And that's a terrible mistake that a person makes. And therefore, says Vasem, it's tying together the two p'sukim. Make sure you care about others. Realize that their chataim are in fact your chataim. Both in the sense that Kol Yisrael Arivim Zeh L'Zeh, but more than that, the fact that you saw it by someone else is the fact that it's true by you. You have part of that chait. And focus on Va'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, that your friend shall learn to love Hashem the same way that you love Hashem. And he concludes by saying, L'chein Amru Shu Klal Gadol B'Torah. Of course, this is Rabbi Akiva himself, the one who we think about during the Yemei Sfiras HaOmer, the one who had the famous statement of Va'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha is the Klal Gadol B'Torah. If you turn to page 2, the grandson of the Sfas Emes, the Ibrei Emes had several sons. The eldest was the Beis Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Alter of Ger, who became the fourth Ger Rebbe after the passing of his father, the Imre Emes, the third Ger Rebbe, who was the son of the Sfas Emes, who was the second Ger Rebbe, who was the grandson of the Chiddush Arim, the first Ger Rebbe. So the fourth Ger Rebbe, the grandson of the Sfas Emes, the Beis Yisrael, beautiful sefer, he quotes a lot, writes very open. The Chiddush Arim barely wrote anything. Sfas Emes also barely writes anything, very much Beremes. The Imre Emes already writes a little more openly. Beis Yisrael writes even more openly. He quotes a lot from different Svarim, he quotes from different Tzaddikim that we've heard of. But very often, as his father did, the Imre Emes, he builds off of the words of his grandfather, the Sfas Emes. V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, on the left-hand side, Ayin v'Sfas Emes, Tafresh Mem Gimel, Heichon matzino avas atzmo, where do we find that a person should love himself? U'perish hazeh po'al yotze l'hachnis avas Hashem l'reicha, v'zeh remez al ascholas ha'parsha. And he connects it to the beginning of the parsha. Because the parsha is Kedoshim Tiyu. And what does Rashi say on the very first Rashi? Dabir al kol das b'nei Yisrael. Speak to the entire congregation of Klal Yisrael. Dabir al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Speak to kol adas b'nei Yisrael. What does Rashi say? That this parsha of Kedoshim, parsha zo nemra b'haka. Rashi Yisrael is adding in two lines. He's adding an important point. He's saying, look at the whole context of the parsha. There's a reason we're reading this during Sfiras HaOmer. The whole essence of the parsha is what? Parsha zo nemar b'haka. Those four words in Rashi. This parsha was said with all the Jews gathered together. And Rashi goes on to say, because rov gufei Torah are tluyim bo. Most of the mitzvahs of the Torah are found. Most of the essential, if you could say such a thing, the essential mitzvahs of the Torah are all found. Mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah in Parsha's Kedoshim. But the idea of Nemar B'Hakel, the idea of a Klal Yisrael unified, helps us understand the command, the demand of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. Love your fellow Jew. You have to be concerned that your fellow Jews should love Hashem the same way you love a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ish Esreyeu Yazoru. Each person assisting and helping another one of his fellow Jews. Uvezem Nisrabe Kedusha. And we have that attitude. We understand Kedoshim to you is said to the Ka'a. To the unified tzibur, coming on the heels again of the Karban Pesach, which has to be brought as a tzibur. Right? People have to be counted. Everyone has to be counted for. You can't bring a Karban Ein Shoch to Karban Pesach for a Yachid. We don't shach the Karban Pesach for a Yachid. It requires a sense of achdus. It requires a sense of kaha, a sense of tzibur. And therefore, it's very fitting that V'ahavta L'reicha Kamocha Dafka comes as the highlight, sort of the centerpiece, the Klal Gadol B'Torah, found Dafka in the Parsha that focuses on the entire Tzibur. The Ora Meir was a Talmud of the Maggid of Mezrich. And I want to again go back to the negative side, so to speak, of the Hocher Tochir Chasam Bisecha. Again, the positive side is sometimes we have a madriga called the Avera Lishma, which is the highest level. Sometimes we just have a sense of Ba'avta L'Recha Kamocha, I have to reach out to my fellow Jew who's in a low place, even though I myself have no shaykhis to that lowly place. It has nothing to do with me. I'm a perfect Jew. Right, but the deeper pshat really is, like the Baal Shem Tov explains, that when you see someone do an Avera, you do have a shaykhis to that Avera. I remember when we first got married, I was living in the apartments in Teaneck. There was a guy who used to sit near me in shul every Shabbos, and he used to always bite his nails on Shabbos. And I used to always like try to like gently like remind him, like, and he's like, I know, and like he knew, you know, you get like addicted to it, and you're used to it, and you don't think about it. But you know, it goes this: you can't bite your nails on Shabbos. Okay, whether it's there, right? Is there a bottom? Okay, but the bottom line is you can't bite your nails on Shabbos. And then I remember thinking, like, after a while, like, why do I always see this form of Chilul Shabbos? Because if I see it, that means I have a shaychus to it. Now, I never bite my nails. So I know that's not what Hashem said. Hashem's not sending me a message. Oh, but you also bite your nails. You don't realize it. It's not true. I don't bite my nails. So I was always trying to figure out, like, what's the message here? What's Kodesh Baruch Hu? What's my shaychus to this Avera that I always see this Avera? I don't always see people doing Bishul on Shabbos. I don't always see people doing Tzovei on Shabbos. Why do I always see Gozes on Shabbos? It's something to think about. When a person sees something, it's an indication of a Kaddish Baruch Hu that he has a shaychus to that Avera. He has a connection to that Avera. I'm not going to exempt myself and assume that, you know, I have no shaychus to it. That's not what we learned from the Baal Shem Tov. You see it, that means you're connected to it. Says the Ora Meir, Parshas Naso, the Talmud of the Magid. Klal ha'ola shebechol makom asher nizdami lo la'odim liros u'listakel. The klal is as follows. Anything that a person sees, va'afilu b'davar meguna v'chiyur. A person sometimes sees a lowly and disgusting thing. Right. And it can't be a remiss to him to stop doing that thing because he doesn't do that thing. I would never do that thing. It's not by accident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu happened to show you this repulsive thing. It must be that I have some connection to it. Again, it could be a very small connection, but I have some connection to it, and on my own I wouldn't have come to the realization that I need to fix myself in that thing. And therefore I need to see it in a more, you know, pronounced type of way to realize, you know what, I do have to work on that also. It happens upon him in such a way, he sees it in this way, and it's a wake up call for him. He says, you know what, I also have a shaykhus to that. You walk down the street, a person can be so careful in Shmirah Sinai. And you walk down the street, and totally accidentally, you look up, and the next thing you know, you're staring at an inappropriate billboard. And you quickly look away and say, oh, no, that's not an Avera, I didn't mean to look, I looked away. And yet you still have to ask yourself, but why did I still see that? I guess I haven't perfected myself. If I had perfected myself in this area, then a Kaddish Baruch Hu wouldn't allow me to see something, a Dabar Maguna. It had no shaykhus to me. When a person sees something, when a person hears something, when a person encounters something, he takes it hopefully as a musar haskil, to realize, hocheach tochiach, rebuke yourself through your friend. I want to give you a great example. Many people have the practice to study Maseches Sota during the days of the Sefiras HaOmer. It happens to be that Maseches Sota has the same number of daf as the days of Sfira, so it's convenient in that sense. But also, as we prepare ourselves for the wedding with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, as we prepare ourselves for Shavuos to stand by our Sinai once again and to renew, so to speak, our vows with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, to commit ourselves to Torah Mitzvos, so we have to remind ourselves what it means to be a loyal spouse. And therefore, many people study Maseches Sota to remind themselves of how a person can stray from her husband, the same way that Klal Yisrael can stray from a Kaddish Baruch. Rav Wolfson, Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita, in his Emunas Yitech on Parshas Naso, offers the following explanation of the famous statement at the beginning of Maseches Sota: "Kol haroeh sota b'kulkula yazer atzmo min hayayin." A person who sees the sota in her state of disgrace should distance himself from wine. Says Rav Wolfson as follows. Pasuk says by the Nazir that when the Nazir finally comes to bring his kapara, the chiper alav me'asher chota al nafesh, that the Kohen brings a kapara for the Nazir for the sins of the soul. The word Kohen is actually not in the Pasuk. The chiper alav, it's referring to the Kohen, me'asher chota al nafesh, Okay, it's not a nefesh, it's nafesh. Al ha-nafesh. The Kohen will bring about a kapara for the sin of the soul of the Nazir. What was the sin of the soul of the Nazir? Rebbe Lazar, kafar omer, shitzir asma min ayayin. The sin of the Nazir was that he distanced himself from wine. That's his sin. Wine's a gavaldic thing. Wine's a holy thing. Kiddush. He distanced himself from wine. Comes along, Tosos and Baba Kama. Hello, Amru Chazal, Lefichach, Nismacha, Parshas Nazir, the Parshas Sota. Why is Nazir and Sota found back to back in Parshas Naso? Why are Mesechtos, Nazir and Sota, aligned in the Seder of Shas? Lomer Lecha, Sha'ro es Sota b'kukula yazir atzmo es atzmo minayayim. Because if a person sees the Sota in her state of disgrace, when he sees what a little bit of wine did, that she became drunk, and she committed this terrible affair, and because of that, it's going to cost her a life, or at least terrible disgrace. Umashva shemitzvah he biyado. So says Tosas, I don't understand. What do you mean? What's the sin of the Nazir? You're telling him he's sinful for distancing from wine? You know how he distanced from wine? Because he took the message of Sota to heart. He was paying attention. He was listening in a deep way. Why is that? Why is that a terrible thing? It seems to be a mitzvah to distance oneself from wine. Vatosas tirtzu devadai mitzvahi. Tosas says einachanan. He did the right thing. It is a mitzvah. When he saw the Sota Bikukula and he realized how dangerous wine is, you know what? There is a mitzvah. There is a certain madrega to be shomer oneself from yayin. Mikomakum averik tzat yeshlo. And yet, we can still say there's some small aspect of sin. Why? Like a person who fasts on Shabbos. A person has a scary dream. And you fast the Tanis Chalom. You're allowed to fast on Shabbos? You should fast on Shabbos. It's the right thing to do. And yet the Gemara says, Shesarach lemesav tanis lataaniso. And the Rishonim understood that to mean that there's still a small element of sin involved, because the bottom line is you robbed yourself from oneg Shabbos, you didn't eat on Shabbos, and therefore what? And therefore you have to fast again to make up for your fast. So when you fasted on Shabbos, right, you have to do an additional fast as a kapara for the time that you fasted on Shabbos, even though it's the right thing to do. That's how Rishon. The Rav actually had a different, Rav Soloveitchik had a different pshat on what he meant. Once heard from Rav Shechter, a different pshat on what it means that a person has to make up a fast for the fast that he did on Shabbos. Right? But the pashat pshat, like most of the Rishonim say, is that in Achanami, it was right to fast. But it still comes, even doing the right thing comes at a cost. It's a very important yisod, this Tosfos brings out. Doing the right thing still comes at a cost. Right? That means even if I choose to distance myself from wine because I took to heart the message of the Sota, but that means I can't make Kiddush on wine. And that's also a value of Hashem. So realize that everything in life comes at a trade-off. The goal is to hopefully make the best choice. Atanis chalom, atshabis is the right choice. It's still lack. It's not perfect. There's still something that's still, you know, that's lost in that trade. And therefore we want to try to fix that up a little bit by fasting again during the weekday in order to fix up that lack of oneg Shabbos. So this is Tosfos' answer. Says Rav Wolfson the following pshat. We can answer the Torah, he says, in many, many ways. V'naktim l'dayik lashon haroes sota b'kukula. He says, I'll give you a different pshat. But first, let's think about it. Why does it say haroes sota b'kukula? Let's say a person heard about the Isha Sota. Forget even hearing about whether or not this ever happened. A person reads the Torah and understands that there's a concept of Sota. Shouldn't that be enough to cause him to become a Nazir? To stop drinking? Hello, in Yana Yadua Mea Torah. The story of Sota is well known. Why would we say that a person only haroes Sota b'kukula? He sees the Sota, then he should stop drinking wine. Why dafka if he sees it? And furthermore, says Rav Wolfson at the top of the column. Furthermore, it says that the Kohen will bring a kapara for the person who sinned on his soul. What's the sin of the soul? It's a sin of the guf. The wine that was created for the body to enjoy. Hashem wants our body to enjoy His creations. What do you mean the sin of the soul? Hello, l'divrei Rabbi Elazar Kafar, chata ala guf, lo ala nefesh. The sin is the fact that he denied his body the opportunity to engage in gashmis. So why does it describe it as a chet of the soul? Answers of Wolfson. You can explain this whole thing based on the maisa that's brought in many sfarim from the Baal Shem Tov. V'chol eli yutort to be'ezvah s'shem yisparach api maisa rav amuv v'sfarim ha'kadoshim v'ya Baal Shem Tov z'chus yagen olenu. Shira pam achad echad shechila s'shabes lo olenu. One time the Baal Shem Tov saw someone being mechal Shabbos. V'amr shalol l'chinam hara'o kach. And he said, there must be a reason I'm seeing this. Kibavada Yishlo Gam Kim Shemitz Shalchil Shabbos. Now that doesn't mean the Baal Shem Tov didn't know Chil Shabbos. Baal Shem Tov thought to himself, if I saw Chil Shabbos, it must mean I have Chil Shabbos. And he thought to himself, where do I have Chil Shabbos? Did I do something? Was I not? Did I do one of the 39 Malachos? Avos told us. He was trying to figure it out. And he said, you know what? I was Mechal Shabbos. What was this Chil Shabbos? Shabbos is a time, but we know that everything exists in three dimensions. Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. That means there's a Shabbos in time, there's Shabbos in a place, there's Shabbos in a person. A Talmud Chacham is called by the Zohar Kadosh Shabbos. Rashbi calls himself Shabbos. Noach was called Shabbos. Noach, each tzaddik, was called Shabbos by the Lashon of the Zohar. So the Baal Shem Tov said, I was Mechal Shabbos. I disrespected a Talmud Chacham. The Baal Shem Tov disrespected the Talmud Chacham. What was that? You know what happened? The Hainu she'ena mechabit Talmud Chacham karoy she'im vuchida Shabbos ki deisa bazar kadosh. I'm not showing enough kavod to Talmid Chachamim. The way that it's brought in some Sfarim is that someone had been scolding a Talmud Chacham, and the Baal Shem Tov was walking by, and he didn't come to the Talmud Chacham's defense. It's not that the Baal Shem Tov once, you know, God forbid, spoke Lashon Hara about a Talmud Chacham. He saw someone else speaking badly about a Talmud Chacham, and he didn't do anything to stop it. And he saw that as his Chilul Shabbos. So what did the Baal Shem Tov do? Here's how Rav Wolfson brings the story. Again, there's different neschos in the story. V'nase al beis midrasho shal rab p'nei Yeshua. The Baal Shem Tov said, I need to find a real Talmud Chacham to be Mishamish. So he went to the Beis Medrash, the Pnei Yeshua, v'hidlik maktaraso kedei lakayim shivish ha-mi-chacham, and he lit the pipe of the Pnei Yeshua in order to be a kayim the mitzvah of shivish ha-mi-chacham. He thought that would be his tikkun. Yotzei lanu mizeh. Says Rav Wolfson, what do we learn from this story? Shemroa adam eitzel zulaso eiza davar avera. If you see someone doing avera, siman heru lo she'enu naki b'davar eshu me'inze. Apparently you have a sheiches to that avera. And Rav Wolfson later in his sefer in Parsha Shoftim explains the pasuk Yada idim tiebo barishona the same way. That the witnesses have to be the one to execute the person who's found guilty of a particular crime. Why do we say that Yad ha'idim tiebo barishona? That the hands of the witnesses should be the first one to strike at him. He's high of skila, they throw the first stone. Why should that be? Because again, the fact that they even were worthy, so to speak, of being the witnesses mean that they have a sheikhus to the severa. And part of their kapara has to be that they have to strike out at the severa. They have to bring about an onesh to the severa, even though again, the onus is being issued to someone else, but it's part and parcel of the kapara of the edim themselves. The fact that you were an aid to an avera, it's a gevaldic thing. It's a mitzvah to be an aid, but you should realize that you yourself need to be involved in the kapara, and therefore you have to carry out the onus as part of the process of kapara. So now we understand why Chazal speaks so precisely. Haroa sota bikukula. If you see the sota in her disgrace, haroa daika. The be'emes aser lahazir mehayayin. Shaso Hashem yisparach l'samech. Elokim v'anashim. It's also for a person to distance himself from wine. Wine was created for a man to enjoy. So naturally speaking, it's a person should not distance himself from wine. V'kama mitzvos gedolos v'nechbados kavu chazal dafka liayin. Many mitzvos dafka require wine. Avalhu she'arom and neshamayim is kilkul asotam. But the fact that this person saw the sota in her disgrace, he saw it with his own eyes. Why do you need to see such a thing? Simru lo she'ein nafsho shlema. Apparently it's a sign that he himself is in danger of falling in the same way. And therefore it's his soul that needs a kapara. The sediment at the bottom of the wine. The negative side of wine. The dark side of wine, so to speak. And therefore the post, like again, is so precise. He's being attacking the sin of his soul. It's a sign, you better watch out. Wine can get you into the same trouble that this woman got herself into. And that's why Rabbi Elazar HaKafar can say about the person who becomes a Nazir, you are a sinner. The fact that you had to become a Nazir, the fact that you had to distance yourself from wine is itself a sin. We know the Torah talks about Kedusha, sometimes it talks about Tara. If you look at Mesilas Yesharim, you look at other Sfarim, the difference between Kedusha and Tara is what? Kedusha means that I separate myself. I can run away from negative things. I can't engage wine. Because I'm scared that if I get involved with wine, I'm going to get into trouble. Tahara means a person can be actively involved in the Gashmias and not be destroyed by it. To be able to elevate it. So the fact that this person had to run away, he did the right thing. It's a mitzvah, like Tosfos says in Baba Kama. Haroas Kugula should be Yazir Asam and Ayahi. But he should also realize, again, the underpinnings of how that came to be. It's because he has a pagam in his soul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced him to see the sotah b'kukula, and he required to fix himself. I want to just show you a few places quickly in the writings of the Baal Shem Tov, just very, very quickly, because it's collected for us. I just found this, I was very excited to find this, in the Baal Shem Tov and Parshas Bereishis, Baal Shem Tov al Torah, which of course was not written by the Baal Shem Tov. It's malakit for many, many Talmidim and Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. Very often with the Tolus Yaakov Yosef and many others. You'll see quite a few quotes from the Tolus Yaakov Yosef here. But he has, starting in Os Kufchav Gimel, in Parshas Bereishis, all the way through Kuf Lamed, he has many quotations of this idea. Some of them are similar, but some of them add a little nuance that I want to share with you. For example, if you look in Kufchav Gimel, the first Ramah, at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, Moshe Isserles, quotes in the Lashon of the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim, explaining Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tam, Zeklav Gadol B'Torah V'Mayla Satzadikim. That Lashon is from the Rambam. Achi Yish Lahavin Dehavi Leilameimer Shivisi Hashem Lefonai Tam. Why does it say Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi? Place Hashem opposite me. It should say place Hashem Lefonai Tam, in front of me. But Negdi sounds a little bit standoffish, like, you know, Hashem is opposite you. Basha'inkin Lenegdi Mashvashu Negdius. Right? Misnagid. It's against. Kavosha Aruch Achmenu Zichrono Levracha, like the Gemara says in Yerushalmi, about an Isha, the wife of a person, Zacha Ezer, Lo Zacha Kenegdo. Right? She's an Ezer Kenegdo. She'll either be an Ezer, that's positive, or she'll be Kenegdo. She'll stand against him. Hagam Deshemati Sheyachzika Adam Esasmo Eichshu Rochel Me'Hashem Yisbarach. So says the Tolus Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Chayesar, quoted here in Baal Shem Tov al Torah. Even though I heard a pshat, that you know what it means? Shivisi Hashem, this is a great pshat. It's not our topic today, but it's a great pshat. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tavid means you should place Hashem before you, even when Hashem seems to be against you, even when Hashem is opposite you, even when you feel like Hashem hates your guts, you should still stand in front of Hashem. You're standing. You know, in front of Hashem, but kind of withdrawn. But it doesn't matter. That even, no matter how far, Sheyachzik ha'adam is atzmo, Eichshu rachok me'Hashem yisparach. V'zeh she'omr shivisi Hashem lenegdi, v'divrei pi chacham chen. So he said, I heard such a pshat. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi. That's also valuable. Well, lead nearer, but I'll tell you a different pshat. Says the Tolus Yaakov Yosef. Based on what I heard from my rebbeim, from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Lead nearer, lefi ma shekibalti mirabotzai v'chavirai. How much does a Jew have to care about another Jew and his behavior? And when you see a Jew involved in a lowly thing, you should know that even in that hisnagdus, even in that place that's against Hashem, Hashem is to be found. To be able to look at that broken Jew and to say, but I still see a lukus here. Even in your sin, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. That's how it takes a real ayin tova to see things in that way. And to realize that even the thing that's happening here that's against Hashem also has something. It's a Jew. It's what a Jew is doing in this world. It's a radical idea. But what a Jew does in this world, there's an element of tova. A Jew exists. He's not making the right choices. He's going connected Hashem, connected the Torah. But the bottom line is, there's an element of Tov in his existence. There's an element of Tov in you knowing about his existence and having a relationship with him. And therefore, when you realize, you know what, I have a shaychus to this also, it's a message it's good that I saw this. Because it's a wake-up call for me, again, to change my ways. As he says, I wrote in my Kuntres Achron. Sometimes a person causes you to be connected to Hashem. Someone comes and wastes your time. They start talking to you in the middle of davening. They interrupt you in the middle of your learning. So realize there's a reason this is happening to you. This thing which is connected, seemingly connected, Ratzon Hashem, has value. Or Shaloi Bispal Valomi Karoi, a person's not learning properly. Or Sheyachavin Kavana Acheres, he's not having the right Kavanas when he's davening. The Kiyotebo, Sheyachabel Tova, realize this is all, it's all good. There's something positive here. And therefore, when I'm doing things that are connected to Hashem, when I see someone else doing things connected to Hashem, use that as a springboard to become better. Don't let it be a source of detachment. Come before Hashem, even in that place. In Kof Chaf Hei, he writes a beautiful explanation, also to the Yaakov Yosef, Parshas Pekudei. Shemati B'Shem Morizal. I heard in the name of my Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, who he quotes 249 times in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The first Sefer of Chassidus ever written. Quotes the Baal Shem Tov 249 times. Again, this was someone who himself had a tremendous disnagdus to the Baal Shem Tov before he became his prime disciple. Eze chacham alomin mikoladam. So the Baal Shem Tov explained al pi mashal. Hamistakel b'mara. When a person looks in the mirror, yodeya chesrona. He recognizes, ooh, he sees. Right? I didn't realize I had some ketchup on my face. I didn't realize that my hair was a mess. I didn't realize that whatever it is. Kach b'rova chesron zulas, when you see your fellow Jews, like looking in a mirror. Because all the Klal Yisrael is connected. So when I look at a fellow, I'm looking at myself. I'm looking at a different angle of myself. And when you catch your reflection in that glass, when you see your reflection of your friend in the mirror, as you're walking by the storefront, and you see a little glimmer of your reflection, right? That's you. That version of you in the form of another yid is still really you. And therefore, Yodea Sheish Bo Shemitz Mino, you should realize that I have a portion of that chet, and I need to be metaki in my ways. Another one. Look at this one. This is the most beautiful one of all. A beautiful taich in a Mishnah in the Gan from the Baal Shem Tov, Kuf Chavav. The Baal Shem Tov is quoted. Again, this is a quote from the Sefer Divrei Shalom in Parshas Korach. Quotes the Baal Shem Tov as follows. Shaninu, we have a Mishnah Nagai. Call a Nagai Adam Roa Chutz Minigay Atzma. Pashup Shad already is very important. Pashup Shad is that a person can't check his own Saras. That's really Pashup Shad in the context of Nagai. You're not allowed to paskin on your own Saras. Right? Obviously, many Bali Musar read it. Call Nagai Adam Roa Chutz Minigay Atzma. A person sees everyone else's fault and doesn't see his own fault. Does not recognize his own faults. Okay, that's also a deeper Shad. The Baal Shem Tov, in the way of Chassidus, broke up the Mishnah. Because again, Chazal, even though they, right, the Torah doesn't have nekudos, the Torah doesn't have punctuation, and neither does the Gemara. The Torah Shavu'al Peh, all the more so, doesn't have punctuation. Okay, I know you can buy Gemaras nowadays with punctuation. But, right, the Torah doesn't have punctuation, which means it's meant to be understood in many, many ways. So look how the Baal Shem Tov broke up this line from Chazal. Because again, Chazal's words can be understood in many, many angles. Who perish Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Kol ha-nega'im sha'adim ro'eh chutz kama. Anything that a person sees, any nega, any negativity that a person sees outside of himself, minigay atzma. That's a good pshat. You see? See how he reads it? Kol ha-nega'im sha'adim ro'eh chutz. Anything you see outside of yourself, zeh nimshach minigay atzma. The fact that you saw it, you should know, turning the page, you should know that that's your sin. If you see something negative by someone else, you're really just postling yourself. That negativity exists by you. I turn to page 8, I'll show you just one more. In Kuf Chav Tes. And again, this is an important thing to realize, because again, sometimes we try to be don ourselves l'kaf s'chus, which is a nice thing to do. But sometimes to a fault. That you see a certain Avera, say, that Avera, I would never do that. That Avera is not me. I don't buy my nails on Shabbos. But that's not what the Baal Shem Tov said. When the Baal Shem Tov saw Chilul Shabbos, he said, what does Shabbos mean? In the entirety of what Shabbos is, what does Shabbos mean? And therefore on page 8, one more quote from the Sefer Sifsei Tzadikim in Parshas Vayera. Amar Harav Butzina Kedishon, Kuf Chav Tes. Ish Eloki Baal Shem Tov Zal. Nishmasu begins in Meromen. A person does not see a sin unless you have a shaykhus to that sin, period. Either that actual avera, or something comparable to it. Here are a few other examples just to help us think, so that we can learn to identify our own problems and hopefully be attacking them. A person sees an act of znus. First, he's an active znus. Mistama sheish bo shemitz mizeh. He must. But what do you mean? God forbid, I never came anywhere near another man's wife. So what do you mean I have that aveira? How does a person have me'ain osa aveira? What's a me'ain of eishas ish? V'hainu gaiva. The Gemara says in Mesech HaSota, kol mezga ki ilu ba'al eishas ish. So maybe it's a sign that you're about gaiva. Because only a person who's a Baal Gaiva would have the audacity to try, God forbid, to be intimate with another man's wife. Or if you see someone doing Avodah Zarah, I have no shayachus to Avodah Zarah. It's nothing to do with me. V'hainu kas. Like it says in Chazal, kol ha-koeis ki'ilu obed Avodah Zarah. V'alderach zeh b'chol ha-averos, u'marin lo min ha-shamayim, k'dei she-yizkor v'yasa tshuva. And every bit that you're seeing is a hint, whether it's the actual avera or dugmasas is the Baal Shem Tov to that avera. It's a hint from Shemayim that you should be attacking your ways. I want to just be Messiah with the second part that the Baal Shem, that the Sfasem has shared with us. Which is what? The importance of Ahavta L'Re'echa Kamocha. That if you care about your fellow Jew, you're not only going to use that sin that you see by someone else as a means to fix yourself, but again, you're going to try to help that fellow Jew. Ahavta L'Re'echa Kamocha. You want your Re'echa to have the same love for Hashem that you have. And I want to just be Messiah with a couple words from the Chafetz Chaim and from Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a beautiful sefer called the Chomas Hadas, the Fortress of Faith. And in the Akdama to the Fortress of Faith, the Chomat Hadat, right, the fortress, the wall of faith, the Fortress of Faith, translated in English, you can get the sefer, put out in like the 1970s by someone in English. Ksiv B'Torah, it's not that it's a hard sefer, it's a beautiful, beautiful sefer. Ksiv B'Torah, says the Chofetz Chaim in his Akdama to the Chomas Hadas. V'ahavta is Hashem Elokecha. Kosev HaRambam B'Sefer HaMitzvos. What does it mean to love Hashem? Let's get back to basics for a minute. What does it mean to love Hashem? What is the gather of the mitzvah? Shezos HaMitzvah Gamkin Kolela Shniyah Korim Livnei Adam Kulam Lavodasu Yis'ala U'Lahamin Bo. Loving Hashem, part of the obligation of loving Hashem is that what? You bring others to love Hashem. V'zeh, says the Chofetz Chaim, it's Pashim. If you met someone and you think he's the greatest guy, and you find, you come that afternoon, you see one of your other friends, you say, hey, I gotta tell you how I met this, you're gonna love this guy, he's a great guy, you're gonna be such good friends with him, because if you really love him, you want to share that love with someone else, you want other people to have access to that great thing. If you love Hashem be'emes, if you love Hashem, how could you not want to share it with other people? At the Kore Beli Safik, Leschalim, Vahapisoyim, you call out the simpletons, the people who are foolish, Lendas Liadias Ha'emes Shayadato, that they should come to that same truth, that same awareness that you have. Ulashan Sifrein, Chazal themselves say this, and that's what was hinted to in Tzvas Emes. Vahavdeis Hashem, Ahaveyu Alabrios. The Medrash says you should bring people to love Hashem. Ka'avram Avicha. Like Avram Avinu, we just finished the Yom Tov of Pesach, the Yom Tov of Avram Avinu, as the Torah brings in Siman Tov Yud Zayin 4:17, that the Pesach corresponds to Avram Avinu. And that's why we come into the days of Sfira, where we have to show achdus and love to one another. That Avram went out, as the Pesach says, the San Nefesh Asher Asu B'Chorin. He literally created people. Avram had plenty of his own avodah to work on, and yet he gave away his time and his energy and his efforts to help others. But to lower Kamosha, Avram of Neshai, Oevo so, because Avram loved Hashem so much, and Hashem loved Avram so much, and their love was a true love. Kamosha Heida Kosov Avram Oavi. Kara b'nei Adam Lahavim B'Shem Meirova Avaso. He called other people to believe in Hashem because of his love of Hashem. This is the Lashon of the Rambam. You see clear as day. The obligation for one to encourage another Jew to become more dati, to become more religious, to become more committed. You can't claim to love Hashem unless you're helping other people to love Hashem. Shanu Koran b'chol yom b'boku ve'erev anu b'kavim teikav ze aleinu emes v'yatsim shanu omrim u'dvarav chayim v'kayamim ala v'oseinu v'aleinu. We have an absolute obligation we accept upon ourselves v'ahav ta'is Hashem lokecha, to bring other people to love Hashem. But says the Chofetz Chaim one more point. If you look in the footnote, he says, what does the pasuk go on to say? V'ahav ta, you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with what? With all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your money. Says the Chofetz Chaim, b'chol mo'odecha, not only do you have to love Hashem with your money, but you have to bring people to love Hashem with your money. How do you bring people to love Hashem with your money? You have to be prepared to invest in other people. And the Chofetz Chaim, this footnote in the Chomas Hadas, is the source for having free food to get people to come to a shul. The source for being doing kiruv with doggies is this footnote in the Chofetz Chaim. Ulefi zeh, my dechsim b'sof ha'pasuk u'b'chol mo'odecha. The b'chol me'odecha, the spending of one's resources and money, goes back on v'ahavta. That you have to bring people to love Hashem by paying for it. And that's what Avram did. Avram opened a bed and breakfast. As the Gemara explains in Sota, as Rashi brings, he taught people to come and to eat and to learn and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come to the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol Mo'odecha. They have to bring people to love Hashem. B'chol Mo'odecha. But B'chol Mo'odecha is not the biggest demand. Because the Torah says you should be prepared to help people to love Hashem. B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Mo'odecha. And therefore probably the strongest one, and we'll end with this, is B'chol Nafshecha. As Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer is quoted on the final page, page 11 here, from the B'derech Eitz Chaim, which is a biography of Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, the Eitz Chaim Yeshiva. B'derech Eitz Chaim Yeshiva. Eitz Chaim was the name of the Yeshiva. Eitz Chaim was the Yeshiva. So he said as follows. A person again has to try to bring people to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chavetz Chaim told us that means you have to spend your money, but it's even more than that, says Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. And we know from the Gemara in Brachos that Nafshecha means afilu notalis Nafshecha, even if it's going to cost you your life, the Mesiras Nefesh. You have to learn. You have to be prepared to sacrifice yourself in order to learn and to develop your personal love of Hashem. A person has to be prepared to sacrifice. To mamash, not just give of your money, to give of your soul. Remember, I once read about a person in the early years in America. One of the earliest yeshivas set up in America. He described his Mesiras Nefesh. He said, people think Mesiras Nefesh is jumping into a fire. That's not Mesiras Nefesh, Mesiras Aguf. Mesiras Aguf. Mesiras Nefesh is what I did. He said, I left Europe, I came to America, and I spent my days and nights going around to the local farmers, begging them for a few tomatoes and for a few cucumbers, so that the kids, that the young men in yeshiva could sit and learn. That's Mesiras Nefesh. I gave up sitting and learning Shas time and time again. That's Mesiras Nefesh. I sacrificed my spiritual growth. I gave him my life, my real life, to help someone else to learn. That's Mesiras Nefesh, he said. And again, that's what's being demanded of us. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should all be Zocha. We shouldn't see too many avaras by others. As Baal Shem Tov says, if you don't see avaras by other people, that's a sign that you're in a good place. It means you have the right perspective on your fellow Jews, and it means that you have the right relationship with the Torah itself. But if we do see mistakes by others, we should want to encourage them. We should realize that we ourselves are also guilty, and we shouldn't, God forbid, lo sisa lafchei, we shouldn't pile the sin entirely upon the other person. And Mirtz Hashem, through this tremendous ava that we feel towards one another, the v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, of bringing others to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right way, we'll be metaken the chet of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, and through that we'll be zochet to the gula shleima b'mehera b'yameinu.